This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Lawmakers and Governor Tom Wolf must have a new state budget in place by July 1st. As a result of the coronavirus crisis, expenses are up and revenue is down, adding pressure to what was already a tight budget. Here to help us sort through all the dynamics is State Representative Frank Ryan. Frank represents the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Frank, the state budget, the deadline for getting that done is the end of June. The new fiscal year starts July 1st. Before we get into where things stand, refresh our listeners about what the process is. What has been done so far? Where are we in the process? And what do we have to look forward to over the next few weeks?
Well, I mean, generally speaking, what happens in February, we get a budget address from the governor explaining what he expects his budget priorities to be, outlines a revenue plan. This time he indicated that there would be no tax increases and that he felt with the booming economy that we had, this is all pre-pandemic issues, that he would have a significant increase in spending because of the increasing tax revenues that had been planned to be coming in. Then we go through the Appropriations Department, and the Appropriations sits down and goes through a whole list of hearings and meetings with different cabinet secretaries, and both the House and the Senate do that as well, with the intent of ferreting out some of the issues where the spending's occurring. And it allows the members to ask the types of questions that would be needed to help us make more informed budget decisions.
The revenue numbers for the month of April recently came out, Frank, and I'd like you to speak to them. Obviously, the coronavirus crisis has collapsed revenue. To what extent has that happened?
Loman, we've seen a 50% drop in state revenue. As an example, in the month of April, for the April report that we saw, the official estimate came out $2.18 billion in revenue collections, which was $2.16 billion less than the Department of Education, or the Department Budget Department, expected to come in. This is really problematic. When the governor's budget came out, he was expecting 1 degree of revenue. We knew we were going to push back on that. But then with the substantial decline in revenue, we expect between now and June 30th that the revenue shortfall was going to be about $5 billion short. And the longer the governor's got us on a shutdown, the more severe that number will be. Just 2 weeks ago, we expected that revenue shortfall to be $3 billion. It's already up to $5 billion. So it's going to be a significant reduction in revenue.
With this drop in revenue, we also have a situation over the last couple of years where Governor Wolf has vastly overspent the budget as well. Are we in that same boat this year?
Well, I mean, that's probably one of my biggest concerns is before this pandemic even hit, he was already had overspent the budget by $800 million. So even with the $5 billion shortfall that we're now projecting, the number is actually a $6 billion shortfall because we have to make up for the supplemental spending that the governor has already done. Now, we always have the ability to deny that, but it's almost immaterial because he's already spent it. So one way, shape, or form, we've got to cover an additional $800 million of excess spending. This is the kind of fiscal irresponsibility that we have to start to deal with. In fact, I'll just give an example. I became so concerned that the credit markets may freeze up that I actually introduced a bill in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives to provide for an emergency borrowing of $5 billion to put into the rainy day fund so that the state didn't implode financially by not being able to even make payroll due to some of the financial decisions that have been made in the past. The governor has consistently, since he's been in office, overspent significantly the money that the budget had authorized the prior year.
This past week, the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, announced that he was proposing a number of very, very deep budget cuts because Ohio, like Pennsylvania and every other state, is suffering a revenue decline. Governor Wolf, what has his approach been toward this?
I was absolutely stunned. The governor's response is he doesn't anticipate any change in the spending patterns at all based upon the pandemic that we've been hit with and the loss of revenue. He is apparently, and I've not obviously discussed this with him, but it appears from what we're seeing in the legislature that his intent is that the federal government will provide stimulus funds and bailout monies to allow the states to continue. I'm a CPA, and I specialize in keeping organizations out of bankruptcy, and one of the areas that I had tremendous expertise in the Marine Corps in civil affairs was economic warfare. And I will tell you that if the state does not get a realistic approach at the executive branch level about where the state's revenue is what the spending needs to be reduced to. We are on the road to insolvency significantly more rapidly than I had anticipated. When I ran for office, I said we had 2 to 4 years, and that was 3 years ago. So we had 2 to 4 years to make the tough financial decisions that would be needed, beyond which that 2 to 4 year window, the political decisions would be so unpalatable, no one would be willing to make them, leading to the state's insolvency in 12 years. Because of the pandemic and the realities we're dealing with, I've dropped that number down to now 8 to 10 years, at which point in time financial difficulties will be insurmountable and insolvency will come about. What's going to happen is one state, I suspect it's going to either be Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, or New Jersey, most likely Illinois, will become insolvent. They will not be able to get the money that they need to be able to continue operating. And we have double-checked with the executive branch in D.C., with the White House, and they've confirmed that they have no intention of providing bailouts to the states. In light of that, once the municipal bond markets realize that the states may not be able to tax their way out of these problems, I will tell you every single state will have to do what Ohio does, and that's severe and substantial budget cuts to deal with the economic realities that every American has had to face for decades that government is unwilling to accept.
There's a timing issue here, isn't there, Frank? As I mentioned at the outset of our discussion, the budget deadline is the end of June, coming up in just a matter of, 7 weeks or so. And any potential bailout, should there even be one from the federal government, the idea that Congress might get that done by the end of June, not likely. So how do you develop a 2021 budget counting on revenue that has not been authorized and may or may not even materialize?
I would suspect that what we're going to do, and this is the prevailing thought, although a final decision has not yet been made, but the prevailing thought is that we break this year's budget into two, a 7-month budget and a 5-month budget. There's so much instability in the market right now with the revenue expectations that we're not sure. And so it would be prudent, in fact, to fund those things that are absolutely essential for the first 7 months. And then as we get a better perspective of where the revenue is going to be once we come out of this government-mandated lockdown, we'll have a better idea where the revenue is coming from and how quickly the economy rebounds. And at that point in time, I would anticipate in the October-November period of time, we will then finalize the budget for the second half of the fiscal year that will start on July 1st, 2020. That'll be the first time that that's been done. I don't know if it's the first time in history, but it's the first time in a long, long time that's ever been done. But in this case, it might actually make sense to do that, which basically means we could be looking at a perpetual budget cycle for the next 2 years, where we're doing nothing but budgeting to stabilize the economy's finances.
The state budget, unlike the federal budget, has to be balanced. So in order to balance this, in addition to cuts, this is probably the worst time in the world to do it, but are we going to see the governor put tax hikes on the table?
I would not be surprised if the governor proposes broad-based tax hikes, and I will oppose those across the board. I've introduced a number of measures, House Bill 1053, to force the government to go lean. Representative Seth Grove and I and a number of other representatives introduced House Bills 52 through 58 to restructure and reorganize government. Government needs to tighten its belt the way citizens have had to. This can no longer be business as usual. We are probably some of the only areas in the United States that still have defined benefit pension plans. They need to be frozen. We need to realize that we are no longer in a business as usual situation. Everything tells us that government needs to tighten its belt and get realistic rather than presuming they can tax their way out of it. I will tell you, I would not be stunned at all if the governor came in with broad-based tax increases in areas that would become so unpalatable for most people that it would be politically unacceptable and we'll have a budget stalemate.
We have been talking with State Representative Frank Ryan. He represents the 101st Legislative District. That's in Lebanon County.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.